Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician. Check them out at cropmetcalf.com. Coming up at 9:20, John Kincaid is going to join us. He hosts, one of the hosts of Buck and Kincaid in Atlanta. Also hosts the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. And he's got a podcast with Shaq.
I like John Kincaid.
Very good.
I like him a lot.
So we will talk
to him.
I've
listened to Kincaid a million times.
Coming up at 9:20.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the video of the U.S. Women's National Team getting after it?
Yeah, a little
bit. A little bombed afterwards.
It's definitely getting Valdez a little bit horny watching Alex Morgan twerk all over the locker room.
I love to post-game see festivities. Alex Morgan in her leggings. Some money.
But they were all just getting hammered.
Yeah, they're having a great time. They should celebrate.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You won the World Cup? I'd go crazy.
You kidding me?
We did the ticker tape in New York City is when? Is that,
I don't know when it is. It's got to be
next
this
couple
week
days.
Sometime.
We took down a men's league like 15 years ago, and we partied up at TGI Fridays after.
Yeah, good for them. I did see that.
They should be partying like rock stars for the next year, like the Caps did after they won the Stanley Cup.
Cakes also told me about a video of Malik McDowell. Malik McDowell, former Michigan State defensive lineman. Mm-hmm. Pretty high draft pick.
Is he drafted by the Raiders? I can't remember who drafted him. I'd look it up.
Seahawks did.
Seahawks drafted him.
Seahawks.
But is he currently a free agent? Is he on a roster?
I have to look him up.
Anyway, he walked into some sort of a convenience store. I'm not sure what city it was in.
He was pulled over. I believe it was somewhere in Michigan.
Okay.
He was pulled over.
Pulled over by the cops right in front of the convenience store.
Like speeding and spinning out his car and basically driving erratically. I haven't seen the whole video. I've seen the first, 90 seconds of the four-minute video where the cop approaches him, and they're in a standoff. He's sitting in his car, and the cop is asking for his license and his registration, and McDowell keeps responding back to the cop, "I want to speak to your supervisor." Mm-hmm. The cop says, "Oh, I'm the supervisor. I need your license and registration." McDowell keeps going to the, "I need to speak to your supervisor," and the cop, I ended it when the cop said, "I'm going to ask you two more times."
Well, then give me McDowell your license actually gets out of his car and goes into the convenience store.
Right.
And that's when the cop and McDowell get into it. And the cop, he looks like a small guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean
McDowell's like 6'3", like 320 pounds.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a monster.
The cop might be an average dude, but he looks a lot smaller than McDowell.
So I haven't gotten to the part where they're scrapping inside the convenience store after McDowell's been tasered.
Now, eventually he brings out the tase. Don't tase me.
Don't tase me, bro.
And they get him
that
down.
That might be the first viral video.
And they get him down.
Ever.
And then the other cop comes in and they finally arrest him. But it's pretty interesting video.
Speaking of size differential, so last night I watched a little of the Wizards Summer League game. And the way those Summer League games go is one game after another. Mm-hmm. And the game after the Wizards was the Celtics game. And they kept showing Taco Fall.
Yep. I think Valdez has Taco Fall on his hat.
Yeah,
that he wore into work today.
What is the deal with?
I know he's wearing a hat with like a Corona and a taco on it.
Yeah, a lot of controversy.
Does it say taco plus beer? No,
yeah,
we'll touch on the controversy that's swirling in that room after what
these
JP
guys
brings
just love
up.
The bus balls. But anyway, Taco Fall is so massive. There was a guy standing in front of him. I don't know who it was. Who I think they said was 6'8". He looked like a tot.
Yeah, he probably looked like he was 5'7".
6'8"?
Well, Taco's what, 7'7"?
Yeah. Yeah, he's listed as 7'7".
He was just a massive human. Massive.
And by the way, had some nice dunks in the game.
Well, he doesn't even have to jump.
I'm sure it's hard to dunk when you're 7'7".
I would have drafted. Now, when did he get drafted? I would have drafted in the second round if I was the Wizards. If he was available, I would have taken Taco Fall.
I can't remember when he was drafted.
He was undrafted. He signed a free agent deal with the Celtics.
Oh, he was undrafted.
Wizards like to Schofield better. They like Schofield, who gets no minutes in the Vegas League, or very few.
I think Jay said he had 16 minutes.
Yeah.
In 14, yeah.
So, anyway,
so what's going on in this production studio?
Getting back to the Matt and Matt show.
They just love to argue. It's one of the dumbest arguments
ever.
So
during the break, first of all, I feel bad. I have to apologize on air. I stepped on Valdez's foot because he's wearing flip-flops.
Why are you that close?
Drab t-shirt was grilling him.
Why are you that close to him? You're invading his personal space.
I was talking to Drab, and then Valdez came right up next to me because he has to run the board. Yeah. I'm kind of in his space. It's on me. But you know what? It's on him for wearing flip-flops, wearing improper footwear to work. He's wearing flip-flops.
It's completely inappropriate. He's
on
vacation mode.
You stepped on his foot. It's not on Valdez. This is like EB's dumb argument when we were in high school. EB comes over to lift weights in my garage because we grew up across the street from each other.
Yeah.
He dropped a 45-pound plate on my foot. He blamed me because in my home, I was barefoot. It was my house.
Well, that's kind of on you, too.
He drops a 45-pound plate.
It's his clumsiness. Yeah. I'm not surprised he dropped it.
He
spills coffee 3 times a week.
But you were kind of...
But who works out barefoot?
You're not wearing
it
right footwear.
It was my house.
That's your right,
back
but who
then,
does it?
When I was 15 or 16 years old...
It's just not normal.
I might just come from my kitchen and decide to do
let's rack them barefoot. Kind of stupid on your part.
Okay. But in the history of that bench and those weights,
right,
being in my parents' garage, I never once dropped a plate on my foot.
That's an aside.
Yeah, my point is,
it's comparable.
Right.
Because what you're doing is blaming.
Yes, correct.
You're blaming the person.
I'm blaming the foot.
Gets pummeled.
Yeah, right, that's besides the point. But again, if Valdez had just taken out a pair of like Brooks that Chris Farley gave him,
you
and
still
put
would
him
have
on,
been
instead of the
you
still
yeah, Farley, if Farley would give me new shoes, this wouldn't happen.
Exactly.
Right. I blame Chris Farley.
Yeah, Chris there Farley gets the blame. So anyway, that's not even the point. The point is those two idiots are arguing because Valdez, we talked about him going to Aruba, like taking a vacation with his wife. I think it's in like September.
He wants September 16th to the 23rd.
Because he now hates the Ravens and doesn't ever want to watch Lamar Jackson
play
football.
Care.
So he's going to go to Aruba. So
might
now,
be their bye week, Cakes.
Probably. In week two. So Trav T-shirt, his theory is that the only reason Valdez booked a trip to Aruba is because I've been to Aruba and he knows that I'm just a robot and I'm going to talk about it and hype it up on the air because he's going to Aruba.
It's the most obvious ploy ever by
obvious?
Valdez. Valdez is the most calculated person on the planet. He plans everything.
I thought it was maybe a hookup from a sponsor.
No,
I wish. To be fair, I side with Valdez on this because here's what Valdez said. He said his wife said,
"This is Matt Valdez.
Nice vacation at Ocean City,
right? Caribbean."
And she suggested two places:
is there an
Aruba
old there,
and I think Barbados.
No, she said Aruba or Bermuda.
Okay.
Any of the does.
why not the Oz?
So
Bahamas.
Then, this is how much these guys like to argue. Is then instead of arguing that it was all about attention dollars for the show,
does.
Drab then said, "You're just not a man." You have to go by what your wife
no,
said.
No, because he's been in here giving Brooks like crap behind the scenes saying, he's not a man. He needs sex therapy. I pound my wife better than Brooks pounds his. Uh-huh. And then I find out that he's booking trips. His wife's given him two choices where to go on vacation, and he's got to foot the bill. He doesn't have any say in it. Uh-huh. It's either Aruba or Barbados.
I'm butt-sized to go to Aruba.
And I know he chose Aruba because Cakes is a robot, and he's going to give Valdez all these attention dollars all summer long. Hey, Valdez is going to Aruba. Aruba this, Aruba that. We have that in common. It's Valdez wants all the dollars to fall down on top of his head and snatch him up.
Because
if he goes to Martinique, nobody cares.
Why are you so mad?
Why does
classic,
it bother you?
Classic AD grab, and I love it.
Why is Trav's upset?
I just let him know.
Him.
No, I know what he's doing. I'm smarter than everybody else.
You're playing long yes. game.
I mean, no one else put it together.
That's quite a
I didn't think about that.
Hefty investment just for airtime.
Right.
That's all he cares about is airtime.
But wouldn't you have gotten airtime anyway? Because we would have asked you where you're going.
No,
you
this is a big lead up. It's a whole big lead up.
And
all
he knows when EB's back, he'll talk about it.
The iguanas. Oh, yeah.
Iguanas.
I forgot about that. I get
he
even
hates
more.
Their guts so much.
Iguanas, Natty Holloway.
So if he went to Virgin Islands.
His video that he's still producing.
Right, there's so many bits.
So you believe if he would have went to, let's just say, Key West, that he wouldn't have talked about it on the air?
No. He may have tried to bring it up, but Valdez knows is in the flow of the show. He just doesn't cram stuff into the show.
He knows that
cakes will
wouldn't...
set him up. And they got that bond together.
It's a beautiful symbiotic relationship. Why are you trying to ruin it?
Right. I'm not. I just want everyone to know that that's what's going on.
For the right. next
Valdez,
month.
Do you have a passport?
Yes, I do.
What other overseas destinations have you visited?
Costa Rica.
Okay, nice.
Didn't get a lot of attention on the show, if you don't remember.
I do kind of remember. He went for a wedding, right?
Yeah, for a wedding.
You know what would happen if somebody sent me a destination wedding invite for Costa Rica?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it would get denied with the quickness.
Well, maybe you should open it
well,
up.
Well, I'm a good friend.
In Spain,
Cakes.
Right? Are you going to yes. visit him in Spain?
The plans are yes to visit
there
him.
There you go. Yes. You open up your life. So what if your son?
I feel for you.
What if your son decided to get married in Costa Rica?
And I would go. It's my son.
There you go.
But just some rando invites me to Costa Rica. I'm probably going to get
probably.
Was it some
if
rando?
It's a destination
it was Jack.
Wedding. It's not going to be a rando. No randos invite you to a destination wedding.
Yeah, usually they don't.
I mean, usually a destination
I didn't think that
wedding.
Went through.
Usually a destination wedding is like your top 25.
Yeah.
Like if you had your circle of your closest 25 or so,
right.
That's your destination wedding.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, Drab has officially ruined my vacation by bringing this up because now I'm going to be consumed with sending him pictures of all the flamingos
yes,
and everything
you're
that I'm hanging
that.
Out with.
Well, plus, Drab is bitter that you're getting attention dollars. He just gave them to you.
I'm just cutting it off. I see this coming all summer.
It's All-Star Week. Of course this is going to come up this week. When he goes to Aruba in September, we're smack dab in the middle of football season.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask him one question.
Barely get a mention.
Exactly.
See, this is when you cash in your ADs in mid-July.
Yeah, take advantage of them
in
July.
You cash them in nice and early.
I had to get away from the blitz.
Right.
The JPP Blitz,
by the way, should be making a comeback soon. I mean, training camps are like weeks away. Should be made. It's
I've been
make
looking at the sites. I don't think it's ready.
Not
yet.
Not quite ready yet, but like
probably
in a week,
a couple weeks. You want to start it next
two?
Week?
2 weeks. Right. Once camps start, guys start dropping like flies. Guys start blowing out their ACLs.
Yeah, I was gonna say before that, there's just nothing going on.
Yeah,
unless you want to know where they're vacationing.
Because
that's what they're doing right now.
They're chilling.
All the NFL players are getting their last, minute vacations.
They're having a great time. Probably in Aruba. A great time.
Definitely a lot of people
down near South America.
One happy island.
One happy island.
If he wanted more attention dollars, he would go to L.A. Then Cakes would really be asking a lot of questions.
Well, no, I already went there. I went to San Diego this year. Now Aruba.
He's guarantee you he goes to Italy next year.
Yeah.
You guys can get in on it.
No,
Atlantis.
I don't even want to think about it.
Where does Drab go?
He goes to Seattle.
Pacific
no,
Coast.
My life is terrible.
He goes to Arizona.
I got nothing going on.
He's got to pay for that big house he's got.
Yeah.
He's house poor.
All right, coming up next, John Kincaid hosts Buck and Kincaid in Atlanta. Also has a show, a podcast with Shaquille O'Neal. On the Podcast One Network. We'll talk to him next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is John Kincaid. He hosts Buck and Kincaid on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. The John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. He's got a podcast with Shaq. He's a busy man. What's up, John?
And I eavesdrop on the Junkies often during NFL season.
Good.
So it's an honor to get to join you guys as an Eagles fan, lifelong Eagles fan, even though I'm in Atlanta.
Very nice.
If it's coming up like Eagles Redskins or Falcons Redskins or something, I've eavesdropped many times. You guys have a blast, and we do some of the things you guys do. We drink on the air on our show.
Nice.
Every Friday.
Wow.
Is a Moscow Mule Friday.
Wow.
You know, on Buck and Kincaid. So we do that. So that's always good. Bedlam Vodka bringing you that. So you guys are trailblazers, and it's greatly appreciated.
See, I like the fact that you got the vodka sponsor in there too. Props to that.
Yeah, on Friday. It's my name. I'll slip in my Audi sponsor and everything else too if you wish. But
we're experts at that. We know how to.
I got to ask one question. Why is Lurch complaining about flying today?
Complain about everything under the
well,
sun.
I know that. I've listened to the show before. It is your go-to crutch. It's good. Yep. It works for you, though.
First of all, it's All-Star Week, so there's about three sports topics right now. but we were talking about
there's three? Wait a minute. I know two.
Maybe two and a half. But exactly. We were talking about my flight to Italy a couple weeks ago, and I lamented it for months. And then once I finally did it, I had so many issues that I got back.
Did you fly coach?
I did. I flew coach.
Dude, I know what kind of money you make.
I don't have Kincaid money.
Get out of here. I'm telling you, you guys are killing it in there. Believe me.
Right.
Greasing palms more than Congress.
You should see my savings account dwindling.
Yeah, but we got to chop it four ways, John. There's a lot of guys here, a lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah, that is the truth. That is the truth. I only got to worry about Baloo, and so after 19 years, we can handle it.
How many kids do you have? It's great to be all with you guys.
What's going on in Nats land?
Well, hold on. How many kids do you have, John?
I have one. She's a 10th grader.
Okay,
she'll be a 10th grader. All right. So, and I waited to get married. And I married a girl who was very accomplished long before I met her.
Right.
So thankfully, I was on like great financial footing myself and her. So that really worked out well.
That is solid.
So that worked out well.
Man. Oh, so you
one
married
tuition? One that's kid, nothing.
You married
one
into
kid
the rich.
That's nice. One kid's good, and plus two, she's now an aspiring recording artist too. So you can find her on Apple Music and all that kind of stuff, Spotify and everything like that. Olivia Kincaid. So maybe she'll pay for my retirement, is the way I'm looking at it.
Nicely done.
I feel like a loser. I was just playing Connect Four with my kid yesterday.
Yeah, but I mean, how old is your kid? 12.
Yeah, yeah. Believe me, it's unbelievable. It's 15. These kids are really entrepreneurs, which is great. So
my daughter has been sleeping till noon.
Wait a minute.
And then she
wait, a minute. That's a, well, wait a minute. That's a you problem then.
It is definitely a me problem. And I told her I'm going to put a stop to it, but I haven't done that yet.
No, but that's
okay.
Normal.
What age is she though?
She is 15.
Okay, she should be now. Olivia's working like 25 hours a week in a uniform store,
right
here in Atlanta.
Right.
So she's working. Is your daughter working at 15?
Not at all.
Again, well, this is a you problem.
Hey, you know what she's working on? 12 hours a night. That's what she's working on.
But see, here's the problem. I don't get the support from my wife. It's me, and I have two daughters. All right, so it's three against one.
I know that.
Every discussion, it's three against one.
See, what's good is that that's nice is that we are always a united front in our house. That's the way we keep it. It's always a united front. Uh-huh. So whatever mom says goes, and dad just nods. And then later on, behind the scenes, I might say, I didn't agree with you there. And she says, shut up. And then we move on to the next topic.
Yeah, so I lose every battle. Well. I lose. Hey, I lost the battle. I lost the battle. I went to Italy. Believe me, I didn't want to go.
There you go. You went to Italy, though. Yeah. I'll be in Vegas on Monday, so I can't wait for that. So
what
a terrible life if you went
to Italy.
I always make sure, though, that I book the right airline seat months in advance. Like, make sure that I'm in, I'll upgrade with credit card points to, like, Delta Comfort. And get the extra leg room or make sure whatever it is. And so it's like, I blame it on you. If you had problems in Italy, I'm blaming it on you.
Seriously,
as you should.
For me, giving me an extra 3 inches of leg room is like giving Shaquille an extra meatball. I mean, that just doesn't do much.
Well, Air Shack's a wonderful thing to have that service. Someday when the junkies hit it even bigger than they are, then you just got to get, what we got to get is Entercom to say, okay, you guys have a plane service. So he just says, I have eight people that I'm flying from Atlanta to L.A. And then he takes a private plane is waiting for him that's that size. If he has 16 people, then they send a bigger plane. It's one of these rental services where you like you sort of borrow a plane. You don't own one, but you rent them. It's awesome. Air Shack is the best.
I mean, John, you haven't negotiated with Entercom yet, have you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. They find me. It's strange because in my market, the national shows on with Entercom and CBS Sports Radio, but in the local market, I compete with the Entercom station. So it's very odd.
That's
weird. You know, it's a very odd relationship there. But I love my friends at Entercom down the street, and we love them all. And so it's great to have a big, happy family here in Atlanta.
Well, you can listen to John Kincaid, Buck and Kincaid, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Just one more thing before we get into any actual real content. You mentioned, you know, your Philly ties. And you said you listened to the Junkies during football season. Do you know who the most polarizing guest? And we love having him on the show.
Howard Eskin.
Yes, you got it.
Now, do you realize, Howard, here's good for you, and it's a good story for you. Howard was, when I was a high school kid, I wrote a letter to Howard Eskin as I was the sports director of my high school's TV station, Cardinal O'Hara High School. We had a television station in our school. We were the largest Catholic high school in America at the time. Mm. And we had a TV station, and I was the sports anchor junior and senior years. Well, Howard was doing sports talk on the radio and then TV at the local NBC affiliate at the time. And I invited him to come and co-host the sports with me at my high school. He came to my high school and went on the high school TV station with me. And then he got Channel 3 in Philadelphia to gift us their old TV set when they switch sets. So Eskin comes off like a real curmudgeon and a mean at times, but he is absolutely amazing. I interned for him. I went on to intern for him in college, and he's absolutely one of the best. Polarizing as hell, though. I mean, let's be honest. And he walks around wearing that fur like he's Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch or something. You know, he's been arrested for soliciting like three times wearing that fur coat on the sideline.
Oh, our listeners, they hate his guts whenever he comes on the air.
Guess what? They haven't gotten to hear me much yet. So, like, wait, they may, by the end of this call, they may, too, with the Redskins and the Eagles and all that stuff. So it's good.
No, you can come on for the next 30 minutes if you want. And then tomorrow you can come on for 4 hours.
Anything to keep Entercom happy. I mean, I'm glad to do that. So anything we could do, though. So I like, but I seriously look. Can I thank you guys? Can I thank you guys
for
my peers, my peers in my industry? I am a constant critic of sports radio in America, and Junkies would be one that would never be on my hit list because you guys are odd, you're different, you're creative, you don't give a flip about following formulaic radio. You have your own brand. You have grown that brand from dirt. And to me, it's the utmost respect from one of your peers. Our show's been on 19 years in Atlanta. And I just can't get over cookie cutter radio all over this country. And call us and tell us, who's your Mount Rushmore favorite? You know,
right.
I love shows that are odd and different. And you guys definitely bring that. So
well, I can tell you this, John. A girl named Michelle would disagree with you.
Why is that?
It just flies over these guys' heads. What do you do? Uh-oh. What do you do when someone criticizes your show?
I know.
Oh, I love it.
Do you really? I mean, on social media.
I'm from Philly. Yeah. So, and remember, my high school too. Remember, my classmates were the guys who fixed the NBA games. So the two bookies who went to prison for fixing the NBA games were my classmates.
And Tim Donaghy. He went to Cardinal O'Hara.
He was a couple years behind me.
Wow.
Did you know this though? Do you know that Cardinal O'Hara has had like 7 referees in the NBA? And at one time we had 6 referees working in the NBA at the same time. One high school, one area of Philadelphia. And let's just say, let your conspiracy theories run wild, including guys like Joey Crawford, you know, who was another O'Hara grad.
Uh-huh.
There were times with the Western Conference Finals, there was a game 7 in the Western Conference Finals, I believe in 2012 or something, where it was a game 7 and all 3 officials were from Cardinal O'Hara.
That is crazy.
Were from my high school. I'm in the Hall of Fame. I don't know how many of those guys are in the O'Hara Hall of Fame yet. They just haven't written the check, probably.
Right.
But I don't know if any of them have paid the Hall of Fame yet.
Although Donaghy's got some
Donaghy's
money.
Donaghy's not. Yeah, he's not. I can tell you this, not shocked. I said, it's like one of the things that people would say to me, he goes, you grew up with all those guys. And I said, and I'm not shocked by any of it. I said the when I went in the Hall of Fame at my high school, I joked that I was one of the, that I had to get voted in because I was one of the few guys not in an ankle bracelet. And my wife banned me from using that joke. She was like, "Don't use that joke. It's embarrassing. So don't use that."
So Donaghy, Joey Crawford, and Tom Inglesby.
Yeah, he's not. Well, there's O'Hara's got a ton though. O'Hara's is a very plus. In my hometown of Broomall, Pennsylvania. What the oldest dry town in America, by the way, where I'm from.
Hey, you guys are both in PA, Lurch and John Kincaid, both in Pennsylvania. Lurch is,
and I'm a Temple grad, so we got that going. I got that going with one of the other hosts.
Yeah, got the Temple school connection. Yeah.
I got Danny, my hometown, Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family.
Oh, nice.
And I'm listed in the most famous people from Broomall, Pennsylvania, right ahead of David Miscavige from Scientology. Him and I, you know, we both come from the same hometown. So I haven't founded a religion yet, but don't tell me. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm just coming up with a great concept. And when it goes, I'll come on. I'll be a guest. I look forward to it.
All right. So our producers are looking at us like, why aren't you talking sports? All right. So I'm just going to get a sports
because
question.
Because it's the day after the All-Star
true.
Game.
That is true.
I did see, though, that
that should be my
Kincaid
answer to that.
Tweeted about the Braves a few days ago. Apparently they're on a much – like last year at this time, they didn't have nearly as many wins, right?
No, they were. Well, I mean, last year they're. How about this? They were. They're going to go for their 55th win on Friday night, which is July 12th. Last year, they get their 55th win on July 29th, and they got to 90 wins last year. I mean, this team is well on pace for a tremendous season, and it's. They are so young, so stacked. The minor league system is so stacked. And look, I'm a Phillies fan who's just been in Atlanta for 25 years. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't hide that. The Atlanta fans know that. They understand my allegiance. But I'm a loyal, like I'm a realist, and I'm not a blind loyalist to the teams that I root for. So I call it out. The Braves are so far ahead of everybody in this National League East. They're going to blow away the field. Like mm-hmm. I don't see any way that the Phillies or the Nats are going to be able to hang with this team within a year, if not within 2 years. Absolutely not. But within a year, I think it might not even be viable.
Yeah, we were just kind of talking about the Nats situation. Of course, they've been really hot since May 24th.
Sure.
28-11.
Really impressive.
But the Braves, are still maintaining a sizable lead because they've been so good, especially at home. But are they going to – they've got two young pitchers. Then I'm not sure if they're on innings counts right now, but Soroka and Freed.
Right. Yeah. Now they're going to try to put them on – what they're going to try to do, I would think, is if they can extend that lead to like eight in the division, nine, I wouldn't be shocked if they added a sixth starter just to try to make sure they're not on an innings limit. They're not going to pull a Rizzo and put an innings limit on their young pitchers. What they're going to do is they're just going to they're worried about stressful innings. Mm-hmm. They're worried about, you know, putting them through the rigors of the whole season. I think you're going to see them find a way to maybe skip a start here and there or put a sixth starter into the rotation. If they can open up this lead anymore by the end of July, they're going to play some games in August and September to make sure these young kids are ready to go.
And they could add a Bumgarner or someone of that ilk?
They could. Yep. They can. Nobody's going to be – look, if the Braves want any pitcher – or anyone that's on the market at the trade deadline. The Braves should be number one to be able to acquire whoever they wish. They've got the money to do it. This new Battery Atlanta that they built around the Braves' new stadium when they built it is absolutely ridiculous. It's a spectacular complex, and the Braves have created the new, you know, sort of realm for Major League Baseball where every single business, they have apartments all surrounding it. They have restaurants. They have bars. The Braves are collecting money every single day of the year at all of this complex. Our studios are there, for that matter. My studios look right out on the gate of SunTrust Park, and the Braves are collecting rent from everyone 365. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the landlords for all the businesses, all the apartments, and all those kind of things. They've created a revenue stream that's really helping them.
Well, the Nats have the wealthiest landlord in the world, and they're not going to pay Rendon.
They just want to give everybody deferred money.
Yeah, they don't want to pay anybody.
They want to pay you in 2070.
Yeah, the whole deferred money thing, though, as I get a little more gray, I'm considering it. If Entercom's listening, I'm listening. I'm listening about deferred money. I could potentially be into that. Look, if it gets me an extra time or two to the Bellagio when I'm in retirement, we can talk. Anything's on the table. anything is on the table. I think deferred money sounds pretty good, but if I was 25 and a stud, you know, and
you
top of my
that.
Field,
yeah. you don't want to hear
no,
that.
I don't
word.
Want to hear that. Yeah. No, I don't want to hear that. It's far different when, you know, in your early 50s, you're like, okay, deferred money doesn't sound bad. Am I going to live long enough? Okay, let's just do the math and figure it out. Yeah. I don't understand it with the Nats and the Phillies. And as a Phillies fan, I'm extremely frustrated. So it's with them because I can't stand my manager. You at least have a manager, I think, that can garner a little more respect. Gabe Kapler, to me, I can't believe we have a manager in Philadelphia that waxes. I can't believe that waxes his eyebrows, goes to a tanning bed. I mean, I can't even begin to. He plucks. I guarantee he plucks.
He's vain.
I mean, it just is. To me, he's exactly the opposite of Philly. You know what Philly is? Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson looks like a Philly guy, coaches like a Philly guy, acts like a Philly guy. And then we get Gabe Kapler in there. It's like Malibu Barbie, you know, managing the Phillies. It just doesn't it doesn't work for me. So I'm in such disgust with that, let alone some of the personnel decisions they made.
Well, the Nats will play the Braves and the Phillies, I think, a combined maybe 10 times as they enter
yes,
the second half. Including in Philly, the first three of the second half. So there's going to be some big games coming up.
Yeah, it's going to determine a lot. And the thing is, though, the Nats and the Phillies both can hang around that wild card. But to me, if I'm the Phillies and the Nats, and I know that the Braves have a much more loaded minor league system, they have the best minor league system right now as far as talent to be able to deal in Major League Baseball. And I don't, you know, if you're the Nats or the Phillies. Do I want to, you know, mortgage the future to try to get 163rd game? Because you're not going to win this division. Braves are going to win this division. And both of those teams got to understand it. So do you mortgage the future and everything to say, I want to play game 163 and take a shot for one more game?
Yeah, but think about this, John. Yeah, but John,
I don't.
Think about this. If you are in game 163 and you can throw Max Scherzer or even Strasburg, you're probably getting into a divisional series.
That is the truth, unless Scherzer's facing the Braves. But I mean, unless Strasburg's facing the Braves. Yeah. Scherzer, by the way, he's so lethal.
I know.
Dude, he's so much fun to watch. He is so much fun to watch and so methodical. And you can break his nose and he just goes out there and, like, you know, bloody snot rockets and kills and just dominates you. But the Phillies are easy to dominate. They're like a puppy rolling on their back. So it's a little bit easier to dominate them right now.
All right, John, we got to roll. Thanks
You're
for
awesome,
the time,
man.
Buddy. We'll,
guys,
we'll get to you later in the
Look
summer.
Look forward to catching up again,
yep.
All right?
Yep.
Good
absolutely.
Talking to you, man.
Right,
John bye. Kincaid, fucking Kincaid in Atlanta on 680 The Fan. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, you know, yesterday we were talking about the NBA and the big move being Kawhi Leonard to the Clippers and Paul George joining forces with Kawhi Leonard to the Clippers. There was a little side story I saw on a website I check out, Black Sports Online.
Yes.
Which had
I think Valdez checks that one out.
It had an interesting dynamic.
Too. Yes.
With the Paul George situation. So Paul George is going to the Clippers.
Thanks for being on, George.
The head coach of the Clippers is Doc Rivers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Doc Rivers has a daughter who Paul George dated.
Mm.
And according to the website, they had a bit of a falling out.
Okay.
Because Paul George cheated on her.
Shocker.
With a stripper.
A stripper. Another shocker.
Got the stripper pregnant.
Oh. Another shocker.
Come on, Paul.
Offered the stripper $1 million to have an abortion.
Ooh.
Another shocker. That's four in a row.
She didn't
I
have
never
it.
Expected that
then,
from an NBA
according
player.
To the story, he fell in love with said stripper.
That
and they
part,
two
that's,
kids together.
That's a curveball.
No,
that part's the curveball.
That I really didn't expect.
But still, I mean, I guess Doc Rivers just gets beyond it and says, daughter,
Doc Rivers,
wouldn't that be awkward for you?
Doc Rivers probably just wants to win
basketball. He just wants dubs. He can look past
all
that.
He's not going to have Paul George over for dinner.
I mean, it's hard to find like an analogy in your life, but if any of our, we all have daughters. If our daughter has their heart broken by some guy who cheats on her, would you then hire that guy?
Well, I hold grudges, so no.
I mean, if it helps you win an NBA title, you might hire him. You might consider it.
Right.
I mean, he's playing for higher stakes. I mean, it's just it's hard to relate to.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know the dynamic of that relationship.
Well, you also don't know, like, he might not have had any say. Like, the front office and Steve Ballmer probably said, well, we're working on getting Kawhi Leonard, but part of the deal is bringing in Paul George.
Yeah.
And I don't care
if you want Kawhi, you got to have Paul.
I don't care that Paul George, like, stepped out on your daughter, banged a stripper, was going to pay her $1 million to have an abortion, fell in love with her, all that. I don't care. We're bringing him because he's going to bring Kawhi Leonard. Like, that's like Doc Rivers might not have that much say.
Doc Rivers just bought a $9 million house in Malibu right on the ocean. There's a reason.
Yeah.
It's because he's always coached really good players and he wins basketball games. Good coach, but wins basketball games and keeps his job.
Have I mentioned I love Malibu? Valdez, have I mentioned that on the show ever? I think I have.
Malibu
I'm
is
not sure,
cool.
Aruba buddy.
Aruba buddy. It's my Aruba
by
buddy.
By the way, Michelle
there.
Hates this part of the show. She just
she
hates
does.
This.
She despises
yeah,
it.
She just
Michelle,
hates it.
By the way,
well,
you know it what? Did take me a second. Michelle's the girl that tweeted us and said that we have no content.
You know
on
what
the show.
Beauty of that is?
Just teases.
She's turned the show off like an hour ago. So I don't really worry about what Michelle thinks about
let's
it.
Let's hope. But I doubt it. She's probably addicted. Anyway,
by the way, yeah, fan of John Kincaid.
Yes.
We've never had him on the show.
John was
big
good.
Fan. And who knew he had a ties with Howard Eskin? I didn't know that.
Did not know that.
I know
and
that
Tim
Howard
Donaghy.
Eskin,
it sounds like he went to high school with a bunch of delinquents and derelicts.
I know this. I look forward to having Eskin on the show. He makes me laugh. He uses the same kind of cheesy jokes.
Yeah,
and he takes shots at the Redskins every time.
Yeah.
And I look forward to having him on. When do the Redskins play the Eagles? It's early.
Opening game.
Week.
I thought it was week
week
two.
One, week one. At Philly.
By the way, what's the score? I can't see because my eyes are so bad. What's the score?
Well, it's also
that
we don't have HD.
It's true. But Serena's playing Risk right now. In
it
the
is 3-2 Serena up in the third set.
3-2 Serena. And then what was the second set?
It was 6-4. 6-4.
You have a number of games played back?
I have Risk plus 5. All right, so down to
oh, you're
even.
Golden.
So right now.
It's a lock. She could lose every other thing and you win.
I think I won that. Now I parlayed it with Halep. Now, Halep's got to beat the Chinese girl.
Okay.
But I think
that's
she will.
That's her name, the Chinese girl?
Well, I can't pronounce her name. Zhang, maybe, or Zhang.
Sure.
Anyway, so I think I'm going to win that parlay.
Okay, good.
See, this is what you do in All-Star Week. You bet on Wimbledon ladies' quarters.
Right.
You're not betting on the actual All-Star game tonight, are you?
I bet. This is what I'm doing.
Oh, jeez.
I'm betting on even number of runs.
You're doing a coin flip.
No, it's not a coin flip.
It's not.
How is it not a coin flip?
Because think about it. All ties are even numbers. So you got to throw out, because it's not going to be a tie.
You have an edge.
So you throw out all ties. That's why you're plus money on even versus odd.
Yeah, so you need a 7-5.
Correct.
You're a real degen.
That's
a real degen type
of
bet.
Well, what else are you going to bet on in the All-Star game?
Hey, I'm not. I don't hate it.
I'm not going to bet on Arenado's total bases.
I like it.
The MIVIP, maybe?
Oh, that's just a crapshoot.
Yeah,
shoot.
Please. I like the hot shot. That's what Drab would bet on, the long shot.
That's one of 50 players, if not more.
Right.
At least with even number of scores, I mean, even number of runs, you have a shot.
I saw, by the way, Grant Paulson tweet out, home run derby greater than dunk contest?
Maybe
and
now.
When you hit 91 home runs,
not back in the 80s
it devalues
or 90s.
It.
Not back in the 80s
no.
or 90s.
But I'm just not
when
that
Ryan Sandberg was winning with three homers.
Right. Like I said, I tapped out after Cal won it.
Yeah.
That was silly. But I just couldn't get into it last night. It's just too many. It's too many. That special. When you see 91, at least you don't have to hear.
By the way, he hit 91 and didn't win.
At least you don't have to hear back.
Yeah, no more Berman.
Yeah, that's
that.
Done. That's
all right,
bye.
We got to get out of here. For Bish Cakes, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Grant and Danny coming up next right here on The Fan. See you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.